Here we have Ethel Rosenberg in the electric chair. This actually is based on fact. After World War II, the United States had atomic weapons and was the only country to have it. And all of a sudden, it looked like the Russians were going to get it too. And the feeling in America at this time among people like, you know, my parents, ordinary people, is that the Russians were too stupid to think of the bomb by themselves. Someone had to give them the secrets. So Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were convicted of giving the secrets to Russia. Consequently, they were sentenced to death. And this is the unusual part. I remember this from about 1950, 51, in there, before there was television widespread. Their execution was broadcast on radio. This is the only time I've ever heard of an execution broadcast on radio in the United States. And I remember listening with my parents. And the guy said, the announcer said, well, they've just unstrapped Julius's body. They're taking it out. They're bringing in Ethel now. Ethel is being strapped in. And it went through all the motions of this, you know. Ethel is being consoled by her pastor or something, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And, okay, I'm looking to the left. I think the switch is about to be thrown. The switch is thrown. The switch is thrown. Ethel Rosenberg is electrocuted. And then he said, oh, my God, her hair is on fire. Her hair is on fire. And the announcer became completely unhinged. He didn't know what to say next. Who would, you know? Burning like a candle. So anyway, my mother at that point said, turn it off. So I never found out what happened next, but in 1987, I painted the picture. So anyway, it's based on reality, unlike most of my paintings. See, as soon as I boast of something, I do the opposite. I have to admit that. I mean, I never look up anything to find out before I start painting. Okay. Once in a while, I know something. Okay. That can happen.